Well, just about. She did get 918 after we moved out because the deed was already set. But that was true. He would, before that, see, he had given his other children lots or a house. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't give mother's kids anything unless she was doing it at the same time, so she could have something. But seeing she had to sign it, Dad was real careful, but he knew where it stood and she wouldn't sign. But I'll tell you how I got the small house from Dad. It was on my 18th birthday Christmas. Hmm. It was located in Preston, Idaho. We had been there many times, visiting Vaughn and Marie and Earl when we were smaller. But he had deeded that part to Vaughn. And Vaughn, after Dad sold the lumber company, he had to come back to Ogden. He worked for Dad then. So Dad had a piece of property on 32nd Street, just below Liberty, and let him have that. But he still had the deed, you see, to him in Vaughn's name. So what he did is just have Vaughn sign it over to me. Mm-hmm. That way, Christian wouldn't know it. Hmm. And then I don't know how he worked it for Della. He'd give Della 10...
And I got nothing.
10 acres of farmland in Preston, just out of Preston. And so at Christmas time, Mother came upstairs and she said, your father has an envelope for each of you on the Christmas tree, and I want you to show that you're happy. It's a good thing she warned us ahead of time, because we were so tired of Dad having any property, because it always was taxes. He had to do it for that. We couldn't have it because he had to do it for this. So anyway, we went down there and looked on the tree, and there was a piece of property. I always hated property. The one I lived in was enough, but then, anyway, so we had to make a fuss over Dad, and we were thrilled. And,
well, I didn't get anything, but I didn't get anything. But, you know, on my 18th birthday, I won a new dress so darn bad. I begged for it and everything else. And you know what I got for my 18th birthday?
What?
A piece of property, and I didn't want it. I won a new dress. That's where I built my house. I appreciate it now, but I didn't say it.
Right.
Well, we often wished, why don't we have that property down here? You know, when I got married.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't get married for 4 years after that, but it's still in Preston. Then we went to Idaho, and I got a letter. There was something wrong with a cesspool or something there. And Ben was going for something down to see his mother or something. But anyway, he stopped off to see what it was and how I could arrange for it. And he came back, he said, hello, Mama. And I says, where did you get that? Well, that's what the fellow told me. I guess Gwen looks so darn young. He says, you tell your mother, I'll do this or that.
You know, we always had to say, Papa. And I just hated to say, Papa. And all my friends said, Daddy. Uh-huh. But poor little me had to say, Papa. Well, I was in the Liberty Park one day, and they had swings and shooter shoots and merry-go-rounds and everything else there, and I was swinging, and Dad was walking through the park up to my home. So I said, hello, Daddy. No response. Hello, Daddy. No response. Hello, Papa. Hello, Gladys. About time you come home for supper.
Your mother had some health problems. Probably, I understand when she was in exile, the hard conditions she had to live under, and then she had some operations around the turn of the century, and then just before she died, she had some health problems too. Would you mind talking about that and then how she passed away?
Well, you're talking about the last. Well, let's start at the first and then and go back, because now like these, it went to midwives. They were to get the child, but many a woman was torn terribly.
Mother was.
And it was hard to walk afterwards, because sometimes your organs would come down. And that's what happened, but they had a doctor for the third one, and he didn't do a bit better than Grandma did. Mm. So that was why she didn't have children for 10 years. She was an awful fare, and she could hardly get around. So finally, they took her to the doctor, and see, Dad was so opposed to doctors. He didn't want any man touching my wife.
And he had a son and a son-in-law become doctors.
Yeah, later, but not then.
Well, I know.
But anyway, they finally did because she was in such a bad way. And then Mother said it was in the fall of 1904, and it didn't quite take her whatever, and she went back again the next month. And then when they got through with that, and the doctor told she got better, it'd be better if she got pregnant again because it would help the organs to get into place better. Mm. So anyway, then I come along. I was reading the history of it, and I said, no wonder why I haven't got any strength. You was too darn weak. Well, and then anyway, of course, things got worse and stuff, and when I was a little kid, Della and I'd have to take turns staying home from school. And we weren't very old, us third and fourth grade. And she couldn't keep me out all the time because I wouldn't get any place with Mandela. And Mother be ill. She had terrible headaches. And I think a lot of them could have been migraine at that time alive. Mm-hmm. But we didn't know. But I know she'd go in the bathroom and I could hear her just scream. And I'd stand outside and pray for her. I didn't know what was the matter. And I never found out until years afterwards when I grew to be a woman. But anyway, they finally took her, and at that time, maybe some people still have it. They felt that if you had a hysterectomy and took these organs out that was causing you to bleed and hurt all the time, that they couldn't have sex. And that's a fallacy.
Yes.
But anyway, they didn't do it that way. They did what they called a watchtower, where they took the organs and flipped them this way. So it was kind of tie, so you couldn't get pregnant. And then Mother was at the D hospital on 24th and Harrison.